Hello, this is Jesse with Dovetail Dawn Plumbing Services. How may I help you?
Hi, Jesse. It's Tina from Local Squash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yeah, I still didn't get any indication regarding, like, my Google or any of that.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, getting it turned back on, nothing. Like, I don't know.
Well, it was never turned off. We were waiting for you to complete the video verification, remember?
Yeah, I haven't got any consent for video verification yet. And I never got a link for the Facebook that you guys have created, apparently.
I sent it to you last time we spoke. Let me
Here, while we're on the phone, send me those. Send me them right now. Because I did get a Google thing saying, I got a Google message saying, hey, you need to do a video verification. I'm like, okay, how do I do it? There is no leak. There is no meeting at such and such time. There was nothing. It was just a notification to state that I needed to do it. Like, cool. That's not what I needed. I already know that. Google has already told me that. What I need is for someone to talk to Google to schedule an appointment for me to be able to handle that at the very least.
It's not a live video verification where it's a Zoom call with a Google rep.
It's where I record something and send everything to you guys, right?
Right. It's just a little thing.
Or
that
to
you
them.
Upload.
It's not allowing me to do that. I need you guys to have Google allow me to do that. And then absolutely. But as far as I'm aware, like if you want, send me the link. Show me that this Facebook is a thing. You know, but as far as I'm aware, I paid you guys again, and I haven't had anything happen. The main reason why I paid you guys, though, or I've been paying you guys, is for the Google thing. I honestly could not care less about the Facebook thing. The big thing for me is the Google thing, and not getting that done and not having that, I'm busy trying to do all this plumbing stuff, and I mean, I can take, I'm...
But that's the payment didn't go through. No,
it did. The first time when you guys charged it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
And that, through that, and apparently all your guys' individual efforts since then, apparently there's all this motion that's moving for the Google thing. And until that gets live again where I'm able to, you know, have people leave reviews and I'm able to like and comment it, and all that jazz, I just don't see the point.
Well, you know what? The thing is that the account is scheduled to cancel today because if not, you're going to have another payment on the 30th, which is what
get my Google thing going. Like, I do not understand.
Well, the technicians won't do any type of Google things going or programming on the account while it's in a past due status. That's the problem.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I can get James on with you in 2 seconds.
How long?
He can help walk you through
how
it.
How long? If I was to pay today, how long is it going to take them to get my Google account correct?
They tell me that once the video verification is done, then it goes to Google.
Okay, but again, Google is not allowing me to even send a video verification. So what are you guys able to do that I'm not able to do there?
If you think that, you wanted to get the payment up to speed today, I'll get you over to one of our verification department, experts. They're in, contact with Google. And
can they contact Google and handle that, or are they going to tell me what to do?
They're
going to tell me
because you need to do the video verification. We can't do it for you.
Correct. I can't do the video verification. That's why it's held up in limbo.
That's why they would get on with you and they would help you and figure out why you can't do it. And, if there's a glitch, if it's that there's a duplicate listing, they would find out why and they would help you get it done because, eventually it has to get done, right? So they would help you.
They can genuinely look at that. They can determine why and find the correct solution. They're not going to tell me to go look for it.
Exactly. They can absolutely find out why it's not going through. What does it say when you try to upload it to Google?
It says there are no more ways to be able to verify your business.
Okay. So then let me see here. it says here that James put a note in here. I think maybe you had communicated that to me already. No more ways to verify. Google to respond. Google said it's working now. However, the error is still there. I replied and provided screenshots, and he's waiting to hear back. So let me just see if he's in
so,
right now.
Okay. So
yeah,
it's
I know. Well, I don't know. It could be that it's out of limbo.
So
and,
who do I talk to about the payment? Who is it?
That's
you?
Me. I could get it up to speed,
okay.
And then we could have someone from that.
How much do I need to pay?
It's just $129, and what I would do, Jesse, is push the next one out 30 days. That way you don't have another one on Monday. That's two payments too close together, right? So I would
Well, that's fun, and I'd appreciate that, especially since I am dealing with
I will, of course. I know you and I talked about this before, and you're very frustrated. So, yeah, absolutely, I'll do that for you to help you out. And then my only question would be for the new payment method, is it still the same billing address on 29th Street?
Correct.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
The card number is 4999-9801
mm-hmm.
4633-1481.
And expiration?
0828.
828, and then the code?
608.
608. Okay. Now, I know the Facebook wasn't your priority, but I did send you the link again. Do you want to check if you have it? Because I forwarded my original email that I sent you. On
okay. I see. I missed that.
Okay. Good. Okay. So, yeah. So you have at least. The... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. So
cool.
You have that now. And then, like I said,
here's
I'll have.
I'm going to send you. Do I send you photos or who do I send photos?
If is it photos for the optimization or is it photos for the site?
I see for the site and maybe
okay.
For the Google thing after we get it done. Here's the thing: I see a bunch of like photos that just aren't my guys, which is fine. I get it. I haven't seen you guys enough. I'm still waiting on getting shirts, but.
If you have a second, I can show you the best way to do it, which would be just go on to the dashboard and upload them there. If not,
okay.
I can send you the login and just kind of verbally explain it. But I can show you to do it if you have a moment.
Well, let's do that Monday. You and I, if you have time Monday, we can do that.
You got it. Okay. So I'll send you the login to the dashboard, and you might even be able to figure it out before Monday
correct.
Okay, yeah. Believe me, I'm on top of it. I'm going to reach out to them today, and if there's some correspondence today, I'll have them get back to you right away. If not, we'll kind of meet again on Monday.
That's fine, because I have my insurance paperwork. I have my my LLC that I can forward to Google if they need it. If I need to print it off, I can, but I have a legitimate business. It is from my house, so there are some of my things within this property, but there is a massive amount of plumbing gear that I have in my truck at all times. This is, I don't know why Google keeps doing this, but I'm going to level with you. Part of it is why I get irritated.
Yeah, don't worry. You can be a home-based business. That's not the issue.
Yeah, I figured, what the fuck? Pardon my language, but yeah.
No, that's okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
You know, that's part of the reason why I've been annoyed about doing any marketing of any kind, because it seems like the second I got with you guys, it got approved.
Right.
There was some other marketing that I was doing as well, but then I learned through that. I mean, I had just started this, but then I had learned that you're only supposed to, it's more beneficial to only have one marketing group, which you are the guys that I've kept on. But here I am unable to leave reviews or comments for my reviews. Which... Part of the problem was that I did a lot of labor, especially a lot of minor repairs that a lot of people of lower income housing.
Right.
There was a Mexican community group that was dealing with a lot of lower income property damage that they were stressed and this and that. And I rushed in and helped them and their family members reacted to my page to help me with my reviews.
Okay.
It was also a whole apparently it looks good on your taxes and shit like that. You know, it was all a thing. But anyway.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't comment on some of them because some of them were in Spanish.
Okay.
But, or I think actually they enunciated it to English, but still, you know, like, I didn't like every comment. Like, it wasn't that I was trying to ignore it, but I just had a lot of shit going on. I was busy. So
yeah, I
don't
get
know.
It.
I don't know if you guys are able to like and comment that shit at all or not.
As far as the if there was a review that if we could
yes.
respond to it, you mean?
Correct.
Not until it gets out of the, you know, the suspension or whatever is the problem. Where
cool. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So if you guys can handle those for me as a
yeah.
overall, you know, there are some where I remember, and some of them I just didn't remember, so it was a vague, you know, you're welcome. But then there were some that were, like, getting Jude out of money and a bunch of other shit, you know, like from all the other, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no,
Jude,
I get
know,
it.
But, you know, they were getting.
You know what
getting,
I would recommend, Jesse, is let me find out with the verification department what's going on. And then on mm-hmm. Monday when we call you back, I can actually have a Spanish-speaking rep from customer service, like a bilingual person, call you back.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if the listing is verified by then, they can go in and they can see what those Spanish ones are saying. And then
okay.
you guys could kind of figure out how you want them
well,
to.
And I think there was a translation.
Because I don't want them to
honestly,
just go
yeah.
in there and blindly respond to it, not knowing what the
oh,
issue
yeah.
is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but, so, I mean, even, apparently one issue was that I was not liking and commenting on enough of those comments, which I was
mm-hmm.
trying to, but I was busy as hell, and, you know, I get to work, and I get in work mode, and I lock in on that. I kind of forget about everything else.
Right.
You know, I will literally sleep for 4 hours, get up in the middle of the night because of a call, go do a job, sleep for maybe 2 more hours, get up, and then...
Wow.
You know, go, my company is legitimately 24/7. I will
yeah,
say
I
this,
bet.
When I rely on one of my guys to help me in the middle of the night and they don't, I'm kind of an asshole. OSHA or, the union would not like me.
Oh
if
my goodness,
HR,
that's funny.
yeah, if I had an HR department, like, don't get me wrong, I'll take care of my guys. Like, you know, I do pay them kind of hourly, but honestly, I always throw them more. So really, it's more like I pay them commission.
Yeah,
you know, I take care of them, but also I don't got time. I mean, you know, I know things happen with people's lives, and I have some flexibility there, but I don't got time for no pussy ass bullshit. If you're not on that grind, and if you're not trying to make shit happen, then I don't got time to fuck with you. And I tell that to a lot of my
yeah.
family.
They're yeah.
like, I will make room for them on the holidays, but I'm just starting a business. Like aside
yeah.
from moments, like I will pause everything to
wow.
You know, acknowledge my kids' existence. Be in
yeah.
their lives and help them, you know, and, you know, take care of my boys. But other than that, even, like, when my friends are wanting to go clubbing and all that, I'm like, get fucked. I'm looking to get that money that I can go. I want to go clubbing in Hawaii here in a year or two.
I
and,
love
you know,
it.
Have money being made while I'm doing that shit. I'm not trying to fuck around and do some loser-ass shit here in town right now. I'm looking to, yeah, so I just, but at the same time, I get so pissed off at this, like, Google verification thing, because that, I was getting, you know, I mean, I think you see it, like, 55, 56 reviews in, like, no time.
I love your drive,
dip.
Though. That's awesome.
Yeah,
going to be very successful, because, you know, you're, like, just so laser-focused on it, and that's amazing.
I'm trying. Like, I'll tell you this, my girlfriend even gets mad, but I told her, you know, you want all these nice fucking things, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta make a choice, girl, like, but even
yeah.
then, I even told her, but I was like, even then, I told you getting in this relationship with me, like, you know, I will make time for you, but the only thing I'm gonna cheat on you with, the only thing I'm gonna put before you is this job. Now, if you have something going on, like an emergency or something, I'm there for you. But if everyone's home, if everyone's fed, and everyone's safe, it's because of what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and
you know what, though? At the end of the day, they appreciate that, even though it may seem at the time that they don't. But, somebody's got to be grinding for the family, you know what I mean? So good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I try.
Tell me again, because James is asking me a question on the chat here. You said you have everything you need. You have the license, the insurance, right?
Correct.
What else did you say you had?
The LLC.
You said, Oh, the LLC. You have the work vehicle with the tools.
Well, yeah, it's a truck, but yes. And if they need to see that I have another vehicle aside from my work truck, I can show them my 2017 Challenger with a freaking V8 engine and horsepower out the ass. I don't drive that around in my job, so just, you know, but my point is that I drive my truck only when I got jobs.
Okay.
But, you know,
He's sending another ticket over to Google. That's why I was letting him know, hey, this guy has everything he needs. There's no reason, you know, why it should be. So he's sending another ticket, and he said it'll take 3 to 5 days. So that's good. He's on top of it. And then what I'm going to do is on Monday, I'll have one of those, let me see, because I don't even know if we can.
Whatever we can.
Oh, no. They're still there. The reviews are still there. They're on your dashboard. So
fuck, they better be. Ooh, I would be pissed.
Yeah, no. They're on your dashboard. So I'll have someone call you back on Monday, and they can help you with how to respond to those Spanish-speaking ones, okay?
Okay, and that's cool. My main focus is getting it back on, though, at the very least, I can just say, you know, si gracias, or I don't know what the welcome one is. I don't know. I've been told, and I want to, but I've been meaning, I need to take some Spanish speaking classes. So that way
is they can probably just respond to them through the dashboard, and they can type it in proper grammar,
even if it's a repeated same phrase, fuck it, whatever. Like the last thing. That's what this last thing is. Google was like, oh, you don't like enough and everything. You must be a fucking robot, or you must be some Taliban bastard, or whatever or Russian spy or something. I don't know what the fuck they thought I was.
Right.
Like,
that's so,
you know.
I don't understand why Google, like with some people, they create the Google page, they verify it, it's published, and there's no problems. And with other people, it's like they have to jump through hoops and go back. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why some people have the hardest time with the Google pages, and other people, they get verified so easy, you know? So, but you just must be one of those lucky ones where where it's just, you know, for some reason or another, Google is just flagging it, and it's probably an incorrect flag because you have everything that you need.
Is there any way any of my competitors could report this? Like, is there any way that there's, like, because there is one guy that I know that's tech savvy to a small amount.
Oh, okay.
He started his own plumbing business as well a few years back, and he's kind of a shady bitch. Like, he'll shake your hand with one hand and pickpocket you with the other.
Wow.
Like, he's jobs that we were supposed to all bid together. He's underbidded and stolen from a couple of us before. And I didn't confront him about it. I played his game, and I did it better. And he caught on to me, and then all he could do was just sit there and kind of laugh about it. I mean, he tried to get mad, but, you know, if I'm playing your game and I'm just doing it better than you, then how are you going to get pissed off? You're the one that started it. I just won it. But anyway,
I just sent him that message. I put, James, he says he has a competitor that's tech savvy, and he's wondering if he is reporting something to Google to cause all of this. Could that be the case? So I'm going to have him look into that, too, because, you know, that could be something that's very easy to explain to Google if they're like, oh, this is flagged, but we don't see why. Well, guess what? We have in our notes that there's some malicious content going on. You know, there's a competitor. Yeah. And then what they can do, actually, is based on that competitor's IP address, they can start blocking future, like, correspondence, you know? So that would be good, too. So, yeah, I'll have them put that in the notes just so that, you know, if that is the case, that, you know, it's an easy fix and they can kind of deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, have a really nice weekend coming up. I'm so glad that we talked, and, you know, thank you for explaining everything to me. And then I'll have customer service reach out to you next week, okay?
Fantastic. Hey, I got a call. I'm going to let you go.
You got it.
Keep me updated. I do appreciate you guys doing this. If you guys find anything, Call me immediately, okay?
Okay, we absolutely will. Okay, have a great day.
All right.
Okay,
yep, bye.
Thank you, bye.